This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. With the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill over the 4th of July weekend, attention is now back on the Farm Bill. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Senator Chuck Grassley says following the Farm Bill improvements in the Reconciliation Bill, there are still several ag issues that need to be addressed in the smaller Farm Bill package, including California's Prop 12.
Working with Senator Ernst and Marshall to pass a nationwide solution to California's Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3, we have those states trying to dictate how Iowa pig farmers should operate their farm.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
The critically important time frame for pollination is imminent, and the weather has been incredibly cooperative recently. What all needs to go right for successful pollination? In this week's featured conversation, Southwest Iowa Bex agronomist Nate Meyer says he's monitoring a couple things.
You know, when I look at pollination, I'm looking at two things, how hot we're going to be and how dry we're going to be. Looking at our forecast coming up, we have neither of those things. So I expect us to have great pollination this year when it comes to that. The only thing I'm worried about still is Mother Nature. If we have some big winds, something like that, but we've had some here in the last, you know, probably 3 or 4 days. And talking with growers, talking with my seed advisors, there's a couple fields that have a little bit of lodging in there, but for the most part, the corn took it very well. So everything's pointing towards the good side as pollination is going to happen here.
To get in touch with your area Bex agronomist, head on over to BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.